use all the facilities and stuff by then. All right. Well, we'll see how we'll give some updates on some of that stuff, but I guess we could get into some questions here. This first one is, who's this from? John. And it says, refrigerator airflow. I have a 1973 Safari that I've done a shell-off restoration on. I am putting the original refrigerator back in the trailer. I don't like the idea of putting a vent hole in the floor of my trailer. My idea was to put a vent on the refrigerator compartment access door. I was wondering what y'all recommend for the airflow vent. Thank you so much for the show. Love the show. Thanks. Cool. Thanks, John. Appreciate the question there. 73 Safari doesn't want to do a floor. I actually put in a floor vent on my 71 Safari because I kind of like the idea of not having the vent in the door. And it worked well, by the way. But he wants to do the opposite. He wants to probably put louvers in his door access panel or something.
Yeah, and I find that bizarre that your trailer didn't have the floor vent to begin with, because really starting somewhere in the mid-60s right on up, they had floor vents. And we add them to the 50s era trailers and early 60s era trailers when we do renovations and add, you know, modern fridges. Because, you know, like, well, I'm sure you remember, I don't know if yours came with the original fridge or not, but anyway, the original fridges, they used to draw air from inside the trailer, and then they would exhaust the heat into the trailer as well.
Yeah.
The fumes were sort of generally quasi-aimed at some little flue going into the wall, which, you know, I suppose it was fine in 1959-60, but wouldn't meet any kind of code today. Yeah, we always go through the floor, and the main reason why, and I thought it was a brilliant thing, quite frankly, on Airstream's part, I have to take my hat off to them on that, is you're drawing air from the coolest place that you could get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it must have, on that one, you know what, I'm confusing vehicles, am I? Yeah, I added the floor vent on the 60. Ambassador.
Right.
I think there already was one on the Safari. That's
yeah,
where I
and
got
the other
idea.
Thing about side vents is the air has to change direction.
Right, yeah, because you want it from just going, that's what I was thinking too, straight up the back out the top. So besides, I don't know, maybe John's worried about bugs or rodents or something having a hole through the floor. I know I screened it, you know, on both the inside and the bottom. Never noticed an issue.
Well, we use hardware cloth,
yeah,
which is basically like quarter by quarter screen, chicken wirey looking stuff, or actually not chicken wire, but like we had, when I was growing up, we had a hamster cage made out of this stuff. And it's great galvanized stuff. It's really not expensive, and that's what was on all of those vents. There's on the belly pan and on the literally framework on the floor, and so anything that got through one really had to fight its way through the next one. But we've never seen any issues with those.
Okay, but he doesn't want to do that for whatever reason. So the next idea is really just to punch louvers in the door?
Right. And we actually have a louver press. And we have made louvered panels for people. People send us a size. You know, sometimes they've got a dent in the side of the trailer and they don't want to just put a patch on it. They want to put a panel. Or we've done on some of the earlier trailers where they had these, you know, giant funky looking heater things hanging off the side, and they're getting rid of that furnace anyway, so we would again make a patch panel to close it all in, and then put a louvered panel on the outside to make it look like it's still doing something, and of course on the inside we would just close it up and